Minhagim relevant for when Gimel Tammuz falls on Shabbos. So in general, whenever a Yahrzeit falls on Shabbos, we are faced with the following dilemma. Some of the accustomed Minhagim that are done on a Yahrzeit are not feasible to be done on Shabbos due to the prohibition of Melacha, as well as due to that we do not visit graves on Shabbos. So the question is asked, when should these customs be performed, if at all? Friday, Sunday, or you just don't do them that year? So there is one custom that was done in previous times on days of a Yahrzeit of a parent, in which this scenario is discussed and debated. You see, it used to be customary for children to fast on the day of their parents' Yahrzeit. And the Poskim deal with the question, what do you do when the Yahrzeit falls on Shabbos, as you cannot fast on Shabbos? The Mechaber in the Shulchan Aruch in chapter 568, Halacha 9, and other Poskim are of the opinion that in such a case you should defer the fast to Sunday. Other Achreinim, however, rule that in such a case you should precede the fast to Friday. And the Ramah rules in such a case you don't fast at all until next year, meaning you're off the hook that year. The Rebbe extensively discussed this matter in both of his letters and his talks printed in Likutei Sichas and Teres Menachem. And while based on the Paiskim who we just brought, it seems that the matter is under debate, with some saying that there are no customs, others saying you do them on Friday, and others saying you do them on Sunday, the Rebbe's final arbitration in this is that all customs that are feasible to be done on Shabbos and permitted to be done on Shabbos are to be done on Shabbos, while all those that cannot be done on Shabbos are to be fulfilled on Erev Shabbos on Friday. The Rebbe emphasizes that they may be fulfilled whether before or after Chatzos of Erev Shabbos. If for whatever reason one could not fill some or all of the customs on Erev Shabbos, then they may be performed on Sunday. Based on this conclusion on the dispute, we will now summarize and go through a checklist of customs and when they are to be performed. So the customs that are initially to be fulfilled on Friday, and b'di'evit are to be fulfilled on Sunday if you didn't do them on Friday, is as follows. Number one, lighting the Yahrzeit candle before sunset. Number two, giving tzedakah. Number three, visiting the cemetery. And number four, writing a pan. The customs that are to be fulfilled on Shabbos are Kaddish and learning Mishnayos. We will now go through in detail all the customs that should be done this year for Gimel Tammuz, with emphasizing the fact that Gimel Tammuz falls on Shabbos and any changes that occur. Regarding the Aliyah to the Torah, so as we know, the Rebbe requested for every chassid to receive an Aliyah prior to Yud Shvat, on the Shabbos prior to Yud Shvat, and so was also customarily done on the Shabbos prior to Gimel Tammuz. Now, when Gimel Tammuz falls on Shabbos, when a Yahrzeit falls on Shabbos, the Aliyah is to take place on the Shabbos of the Yahrzeit and not the previous Shabbos. If there are not enough Aliyahs to go around, then we make several readings of the Torah in different rooms and make sure never to add an Aliyah to the seven Aliyahs of Shabbos Kriya. Maftir should be given to the most respected congregant. A chazan should be chosen to lead the davening on the day of the Yahrzeit. As the Rebbe emphasizes, one should choose a different chazan for Ma'ariv, Shachris, and Mincha in order to increase the number of anash who will be privileged to lead the Amud. Now, five candles should be lit by the Amud during the davening, but being that it's Shabbos, therefore you need to light five 24-hour candles before sunset by the Amud, having them last throughout all the prayers, including Mincha. Although in general we light a Yahrzeit candle right after sunset, when Gimel Tammuz falls on Shabbos, it must be lit before sunset. Upon lighting the candle, many are accustomed to say that they are lighting it li'ili nishmas, the individual, and after the Yahrzeit concludes, many are accustomed not to extinguish it, but rather let it go out on its own. Now regarding if you can use this candle for Havdalah, the answer is that it is forbidden to use a Yahrzeit candle for Havdalah unless one extinguishes it and then relights it. After each davening of Ma'ariv, Shachris, and Mincha, the Chazan should study the Mishnayos that are normally said by a mourner, and then recite Kaddish Derabanan. After each of the prayers, it is customary to recite sections of the Maimer of Atta Tetzaveh, or another chosen Maimer of the Rebbe, in a way that it's fully concluded after Mincha. Before Shachris, one is to study a chapter of Tanya, and likewise this is also done after Mincha. Tzedakah, which is normally given prior to Shachris and Mincha, when the Yahrzeit falls on Shabbos, is to be given on Friday. One should donate on behalf of himself and on behalf of each member of his family, and the donation should be specifically to institutions relating to the Rebbe. When the Yahrzeit falls on Shabbos on Friday after Shachris, each individual should read a Pidyon Nefesh. The Pidyon Nefesh is written and read while wearing a gartel. Those who had the privilege to enter into Yechidus with the Rebbe or seeing the Rebbe's face should picture themselves as standing before him while reading the Pidyon Nefesh. After reading the Pidyon Nefesh, it should then be placed between pages of a Maimer or another Sefer of his teachings, and if possible, be read by the gravesite. This can be accomplished if you personally plan on visiting the gravesite on Friday, or by simply sending it through fax or email to the Ohel. When the Yahrzeit falls on Shabbos, then we visit the cemetery on Friday. In the event that you cannot visit it on Friday, then you can visit it on Sunday or Matzah Shabbos. On Shabbos itself, throughout the course of the day, one should study the chapters of Mishnayos that begin with the letters of the name. A Hasidic gathering should take place on that day, on Shabbos, of the Yahrzeit. Likewise, each individual should have a gathering with his family in which they explain and discuss the greatness of the Rebbe, his teachings, and life missions.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.